Jesus said, "It was because you were so unteachable that he wrote this commandment for you." Couldn't be taught. The Jews were so hardened, so unteachable. During their time in Egypt, why were they so unteachable? They had been too long in the Egyptian culture. 400 long years. No small amount of time. And they'd become more Egyptian in their way of thinking than Jewish. And God's ways were no longer their ways. Immorality, pagan worship, materialism, greed, entered into their hearts. So God, in taking them out of Egypt physically, then had to take Egypt out of their hearts. And he had to make them wait. An entire generation had to die off for 40 years whilst they were in the desert before they could enter the promised land. They were so unteachable, he had to let them die off and a new generation had to be formed, compliant with his will and the commandments. You see, that's why they wandered around in the desert for 40 years. Not because they couldn't find their way, but because God stood in the way. He wanted them to be reformed, retuned, back to default mode, and now let's put on the thinking of God, the ways of the Lord. Now, what was this teaching that Jesus is referring to that they could not learn? It's the same teaching we struggle with. It's the basic blueprint for humanity, modeled on the nature of God himself as a communion of persons. Three persons, one God, united in love. It's our blueprint too, for he's the creator, we're the creatures. And we're hardwired with this blueprint. Basis of all moral principles governing our love and life. Principles. Just like you protect a diamond by putting in a claw and a ring. These principles are nestled within the context of holy matrimony as a godly covenant from creation, willed by God, instituted by the Lord between two persons, male and female. Now, how do Aussie families fare today compared with other generations, or even some other nations? Have we not today seen in 2021 a breakdown in morals, disintegration of families, relationship splinter, a higher rate of divorce, de factos, rampant promiscuity among the young, abortion, drugs, addictions? When will it end? When did it all begin? Ask yourselves whether families and relationships and marriages and homes were better off in the 50s, 70 years ago. Was not life much simpler and safer and easier? I think so. People back then had greater values apart from money. They respected life and tried to foster love. Didn't always work, but at least they knew what they were on about. When did things unravel? I would say that it emerged in the 60s. We as a Western culture, alongside America, Europe, the UK, have all changed the fabric of the family, and that has left our society somewhat in tatters and unteachable. As a result, we likewise need to learn from God. We need to not disregard His will in our life, in particular those three commandments that refer to love and life and the ethics that are contained therein. The struggle we all find is almost a pull between who we are and who we ought to be. A dichotomy, a struggle, as we are struggling today between the informed and the uninformed. Ask yourself today, where do I source my information? Updates in the news, are they reliable? Are big tech companies and their social media, can they be trusted? The net now controls our life. In fact, we're in the net. And it takes a brave person to break out of that net. Last week, the government, with a ruling from Fair Work Commission, was emphatic that we as Aussies ought to be open to all truths, scientific facts regarding COVID. The statement in paragraph 182 read, "All Australians should vigorously oppose the introduction of a system of medical apartheid and segregation in Australia. It is an abhorrent concept and is morally and ethically wrong. The antithesis of our democratic way of life and everything we value." Strong language from the government. 183. "Australians should also vigorously oppose the ongoing censorship of any views that question the current policies regarding COVID." I love this statement. "Science is no longer science if a person is not allowed to question it." Much food for thought in light of what is presented nearly every hour in the media. No, I'm sad to say that we are somewhat controlled in our information. Australians should be teachable. We should be open to the truth. All truths. One person who provided food for thought and walked the talk was a revolutionary called St. Francis. It's his feast day on Monday, and he changed the culture back then in the 12th century and put God back into the picture of daily living. His revolution is ongoing, and we ask him to inspire us to emulate those virtues we need most, so that the Lord can change our heart and make us more teachable. The prayer ascribed to him is one of my favourite. "Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life."